And we're back to Taylor Report. That was Joe Williams, Just a Friend. And it's apropos of the book Eyes Have Seen by Fred Anderson, a memoir. Very, very relevant to today's. It's a core struggle for freedom, and it rings really across the borders, literally in the case of Fred Anderson. But we have to give flesh and blood to nice words. What is it? Liberty, fraternity, equality. Not a bad idea. It's like a virus, and it has gotten loose, and people actually would like to have that. So, again, it's the Taylor Report. The headlines that we want to maybe, well, deal with is, first of all, to be say very clearly that talk of attack by Donald Trump and his entourage, the Secretary of Defense, who's, by the way, that is his true title. He calls himself now the Secretary of War, but that's outside the parameters of the American Constitution and method, form of government. That would have to be passed through the American Congress, which doesn't exist pretty much, except for sound bites by three or four people periodically, but there seems to be a little stirring. The guy who wants to call himself Secretary of War has now instructed U.S. warplanes to attack boats off the coast of Venezuela or in the Caribbean Sea, wherever they choose to do it, in the name of whatever they decide cause. The cause I think they made up is that they are from the drug cartel, blah, blah. Canadians know that this is bunk from our own experience because when this little tariff war started, one of the little weapons being used was that Canada was allegedly a source of dangerous drugs that were coming in to the U.S. And the numbers say clearly establish it's bunk. And Canadians said it's bunk. Well, by the way, if you say it's bunk for Canada, you can bet it's bunk. When Trump says it about Venezuela, the President of the United States has said that he's going to close Venezuelan airspace. There's no pushback, by the way, from a NATO member, Canada, or any other NATO member. They're all frightened, and they will do what the chief says. And this is why we're in so much danger, actually, because we're very much a part of the empire and quite happy to be a member. And I'm looking at a Globe and Mail cartoon that really shows it best. The Globe and Mail has a cartoon from a week ago, Wednesday, and it's Mark Carney with his little traveling valise. Didn't think I'd ever use the word valise. At any rate, he's got it. And on it, it says he indicates he's been to China, indicates he's been to India and another Asian state. And he is wearing something on his nose because of the smell. It says, this season must have trade talks accessory. And it's a pin on his nose because apparently Asian smell. That's the only thing I get from it. It says he's been to India. Does he think India smells? It says he's been to China on his bag. So China smells, as we used to say on the street, maybe it's his upper lip. The problem is where Canada and other states are sitting back while Trump says, United Nations be damned. I'll do what I want. I'll kill people. And in the name of protecting Americans, which is all utterly outrageous. And there should be voices here, particularly loud, and we would expect we could start with the NDP. When are you going to say something to indicate that Canada actually has a degree of sovereignty? Trump was asked why he would say that he's closing or could close. He seems to wobble when he talks about it because he's never quite sure why he would say that. And he said, because Venezuela is not a particularly friendly country. It's nowhere in international law that says you have to be friendly in order not to be bombed. This is imperial thinking, colonial thinking on steroids. And the press here says, well, they put in, here's how they rationalize killing people. They say the dictator, Maduro. Well, it's a dictator. It would be one who says to another country, I'm going to close your airspace and I'm going to kill civilians who have not been shown to have committed any offense. That's dictatorial power. Just as when Canada obeyed the master, and it was him who wanted the arrest of a Chinese businesswoman who had committed no offense. Her company is a worldwide respected company, Huawei. And Canada was told to capture her and hold her, and we did it. And there's a danger. We have to pinpoint what the problem is. It's obedience to a so-called world leader who has no respect for international law. But if he's sitting here with me, he'd say the same thing. He doesn't. And he's got this the banner, the flag of exceptionalism, and we're number one, and when they're number one, that means everybody else is two and less, two, three, four, five, and so we're down the list, and we have to correct we have to ask their leaders, why don't you join with other states saying the sovereignty integrity of countries has to be followed and respected as outlined by the United Nations. What to United Nations? United Nations is a international body created by the victors over Nazism and fascism. Both the doctrine was of racial and national superiority, and that was defeated. But within our own ranks, there are people who believe in it and practice it. And we have to say, no, the principles of the charter do not permit a leader of one country speaking to another one saying, I'm going to close your airspace. Which brings us to a second domestic matter. That is the small issue of the writer Thomas King, a white man from Sacramento, who actually, I hate to say this, but it was called to our attention by the writer Robert Jago. I wrote an essay. You can find it in the Toronto Star. He said there are consequences when people play Indian, and I know he pleads ignorance, saying he didn't know he wasn't, which is a little, well, beside it. Here's the problem. He wrote a book which is highly influential called An Inconvenient Indian. Well, one of the inconvenient things about Thomas King is that a Supreme Court decision in 2016, which was sorting out the issue of indigenous identity and who, simple question, who is an Indian? And they gave a broad, they came to the conclusion of a broadening, more, I guess the word would be inclusive definition. And one of the authorities that they cited about, that made that decision, which, let's just say, they made that decision, was Thomas King's book, The Inconvenient Indian. So there are consequences, and they fall on us. Nothing to do with the indigenous nations. They're fighting always for clarification of their identity and their rights, which are about to be bulldozed by the Carney administration who wants pipelines, and he's going to get pipelines. And the indigenous are in the way of his big project. And it's our disrespect for example, the Cherokee people. Thomas King said he was Cherokee. How do you know? His grandma. His mother said that his grandmother said blah, blah. And he never went to the Cherokee to settle it, which would have been the simplest, easiest thing available. And we, on our part, non-Indigenous, we should say to anyone who claims to be Indigenous, well, so what nation, what band, etc., and show respect. But we didn't show respect. Those who had the power and the money decided, okay, he's a Cherokee. Well, he wasn't. So stop. I would say to him, if I ever met him, hey, don't do that. If I met I went to Sacramento Junior College. If I met him, I'd say, hey, Tom, don't do that. That's none of your business. If you're not a Cherokee, if the Cherokee don't claim you, don't say you're Cherokee. It's a nasty thing to do. And it's just hubris, white hubris, that leads us into these problems. So that said, I think it's time for 334578 to do its job, and we're always glad to hear it. And Pedro, thanks very much. This has been the Taylor Report. See you.